Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting second. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Rowland. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Rowland. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser takes first base on ball four. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. Houser moves to second. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Batty for a passed ball. Houser moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rollins moves to third. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rollins scores. Oliva moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva scores. Allison moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to second for the out. Allison moves to third. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Batty for the out. Allison scores. Killebrew moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Twins. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Veral settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veral fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. One out. Jim Rowland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowland strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veral scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veral scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Romano reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-1 in the game. Donovan strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Rowland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowland is 0-for-1 in the game. Rowland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rowland moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Allison reaches second base with a double. Rowland scores. Oliva moves to third. It's 4-2, Twins. Don McMahon now pitching. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall is walked intentionally. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliva scores. Allison moves to third. Hall moves to second. It's 5-2, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison fields the ball and throws to Roland covering. Safe. Romano moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Romano moves to third. 2 outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. Alves is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0-for-2 in the game. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Jim Rowland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rowland strikes out. 2 outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Seyfried now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliva moves to second. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown pinch hits for Gordon Seyfried. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. 1 out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Held moves to second. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it and throws to second for the out. Held moves to third. 2 outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-5, Twins. Jim Perry now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Twins. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 6. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verhals hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Verhals reaches second base with a double. Batty moves to third. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen is walked intentionally. Don Mincher pinch hits for Jim Perry. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Daly now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 3 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Chance pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 6. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Romano settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Romano. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Houser is hit by the pitch. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 4 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-7, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 8, Twins, 8. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-4 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Batty strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Verhals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 8. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-4 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins 8. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green pinch hits for Bill Daly. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rollins bunts towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Green moves to second. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Oliva is walked intentionally. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Green moves to third. Oliva moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Allison is walked intentionally. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Green scores. Oliva moves to third. Allison moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 8. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.